Welcome to Podcast Pink's special presentation of the 13 Days of Halloween. I am your host, Count Cordova. It will be my pleasure to serve you. Is your house haunted enough? If not, then you need a pet ghost. These pet ghosts are friendly and cuddly, and they start at only $9.99 Canadian. So why not creep over to patrickjmcnamara.webs.com and buy one today? Spirits speak to whispered ears about the times they love the most, and poltergeists play in shadowed shapes to unwary and unwilling hosts. The curtains swing in windless windows for a specter from some time ago, and no one dares to sit alone when the ghosts put on their show. Welcome back. As you might guess from the poem, this show deals with ghosts. That was the appropriately named Ghost Show by P.J. McNamara. There have been many famous ghosts throughout the years. One of the most famous is the ghost of Marley from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Did you know that Marley's ghost is still in business? But he isn't doing very well. Last I heard, he was trying to get chains for a collar. Keeping with the ghost theme of the show, here's Ghost in Room 11 by Break for Winslow. Scare you tomorrow.
The cups wrapped in plastic in the faded wall. Paper, the black and white broken TV. The outdated carpet and the plastic ice bucket, they bring me the comfort I need. And I just keep waiting for that knock on the door. Just something to tell me things are just like before. Because the ghost that's in cover and the do not disturb sign we always would hang outside. My lips on your earlobes and your nails on the head, or the crazy positions we tried. And I just keep waiting for that knock on the door. Just something to say I'm not alone. Turn out the light and hold me tight. Press my lips and rock your hips and keep this ghost alive. Times we had, keeping it secret from your mom and your dad. So why did you leave me in this room all alone?
The ghost that's in room 11 keeps me awake at night. I sleep with the light on. The ghost that's in can't
might be over.
Music on this podcast came courtesy of Mevio's Music Alley, found at music.mevio.com. Check out writerpatrick.webs.com for links to this podcast and other interesting material.